Norman Lear, the groundbreaking TV producer and writer, has died at the age of 101. He revolutionized primetime television with a string of hits dominating the airwaves in the 70s and 80s, including All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, and more. And he featured political and social issues of the day in a way not done before. Jeffrey Brown has a look back at his legacy for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Those were the days.
It was a show, a character, a voice, a style that changed television history.
I didn't have no million people out there marching and protesting to get me my job.
No, his uncle got it for him.
The 1970s sitcom All in the Family broke the norms of primetime TV by dealing with hot-button issues.
God, what God?
Through the divisions playing out in the home of the Bunker family.
What did you mean by what God?
We just don't see any evidence of God, that's all.
That's right, Daddy.
That's right, kid.
My God, that's me and my dad.
In a 2014 interview, Norman Lear told me the crass conservative Archie Bunker, played by Carol O'Connor, was inspired by his own father.
My dad called me a meathead dead from the neck up.
I am tuning you out, meathead.
And he used to yell at me that I was the laziest white kid he ever met.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, why would you put down a race of people to call me lazy?
Lear's shows addressed race, feminism, even in Maude, abortion.
There's only one sensible way out of this. You don't have to have the baby.
Well, what'll I do? Trade it in for a volleyball on Let's Make a Deal?
They stirred controversy at times and attracted enormous audiences, up to 50 million viewers a week.
The very first All in the Family.
And Lear fought for his vision. He told me how the network wanted to cut a line in the very first episode of All in the Family that hinted at his daughter Gloria and husband Michael, played by Sally Struthers and Rob Reiner,
you're early,
having sex in the house as the parents returned from church.
11:10 of a Sunday morning.
But Lear didn't back down.
I saw very clearly in that instant that if that silly little, you know, if I lost that silly little battle, I would never win another one.
Well, we're moving on now.
For 11 consecutive years, at least one of Lear's shows placed in primetime's top 10. In 1980, he founded the nonprofit People for the American Way to counter the rising influence of the Christian right in the moral majority movement. Lear received many honors and awards throughout his life, including two Peabodys, the National Medal of Arts, and in 2017, a Kennedy Center honor for lifetime artistic achievement. That same year, he offered a brief but spectacular take on the NewsHour, recalling how he dealt with having 8 shows at once on the air at the height of his career.
There is stress and there is joyful stress. The stress I was under was altogether joyful. It ended with 240 live people sitting in an audience laughing. Go beat that. It all added time to my life.
Norman Lear passed away in his sleep last night at his home in Los Angeles, surrounded by his family.
And joining us now is Rob Reiner, of course, one of the stars of All in the Family. He would go on to act in films such as Sleepless in Seattle and The Wolf of Wall Street, and gain further prominence as a director of such films as This is Spinal Tap and A Few Good Men. Rob Reiner, so good of you to join us. And first, our condolences at the loss of someone I know is very important to you. We talk now, looking back at how everything changed at a certain moment. You were there at that moment. Did it feel like everything was changing?
Well, no. We had a show that we thought was going to be canceled after, I don't know, after 3 episodes or something. I don't know. CBS put it on with a big disclaimer saying, "Nah, you can't watch this show. We don't want to have anything to do with it. You know, we don't even know how it got on the air. But if you want to watch it, watch it." We thought it would last a few episodes and then it would go away. And then, you know, over the time, it caught on and people started watching it. And it became the biggest show on television for a long time.
What did Norman Lear have that allowed him to do what he did, to mix real life into the sitcom format?
He had, can I say this on PBS? He had balls. This guy had a strength within him. I mean, you're talking about a man who flew 57 bombing missions over Nazi Germany during World War II. So the fights that he had with censors and with the executives, that was small potatoes. He had his convictions, he had his ideas, and he was going to present them. And he did it. He did it in a great way, and he got laughs at the same time. We had, you know, Mike and Archie fighting about every conceivable issue. Many of them are still relevant today, racism and guns and sexuality and all of that. But he did it with humor and with grace, and I'm going to miss him terribly. This has been a very hard day for me, and I got to say, to be honest, I'm glad I'm getting to talk to you and other people in the press, because it keeps me from crying, to be honest with you. You know, he was like a second father to me. You know, I was very lucky to have him and my dad, two great role models, and I got a lot from both of them. But from Norman, I got this idea that you could use your celebrity, you could use your fame, and you could do something good with it. And I took that to heart, and I've done things with my celebrity that I probably wouldn't have done it had I not had that path. And I got to say, it's so strange to me. You had a guest on right before, Tim Alberta, who yep. talks about, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. We had Tim Alberta on.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about the separation of church and state and how we are seeing the rise of Christian nationalism. And I've just finished a documentary called God and Country, which is all about the rise of Christian nationalism. And that's the very thing that Norman Lear started when he started People for the American Way.
Yeah.
The idea was that this is America. This is the Constitution. It's in the Constitution three times. It's not, there's no argument about the separation of church and state. We fought so that we could have religious freedom in this country, or no religion at all.
You know, I did want
to. It upsets me to know that we're moving in a direction away from what he wanted and what we all should be striving for.
Well, Rob Reiner, we only have about less than a minute. I did want to ask you about this was of a piece, right? His life and his work, his politics, his social advocacy, but also entertaining people. Very briefly, how do you see his legacy?
His legacy will be, not only did he entertain people, but he got them talking. We were on television at a time when there was only 200 million people in the country, and there were 40, 45 million people having a shared experience. You couldn't tape it. You had to watch it when it was on. And so we put these issues out there, and we had people talking. Now, that discussion has gone away. We're all in these silos. We don't talk to each other. And we're seeing the rise of the very thing he fought his life for, is against fascism and to preserve democracy. And we see this fascism starting to creep back in. And this election, Norman would want me to be saying this, which is, if you want fascism, you vote for Trump. If you want democracy, you'll vote for Biden. It's that simple. And it's that real.
All right. Combining all these things to the end for you. Rob Reiner on the life and legacy of Norman Lear. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.